Boy, I'm still taking in all that's being shared in the Joys and Sorrows chat, and what it is to know that there are 136 connections here, more people than that, and I can't see you all at the same time. What a strange thing that is, and yet how glorious. I just wanted to offer a brief reflection. During our time together, I'm always very moved by that song, The Rainbow Connection. Someday we'll find it. The lovers, the dreamers in me. And I have often asked myself, what exactly is that, the rainbow connection? And it feels like the place where beauty intersects with possibility, a place where love sparkles so brightly that fear can't survive. And I absolutely believe with every fiber of my being that someday we'll find it. Not only that, but we already have found it. We do find it over and over and over again in all of our lives. It's also true that today and many days lately, I find myself thinking, I don't know how this happened. And is it really happening? And the it, of course, is that sense that instead of moving forward into a more inclusive, expansive, understanding, and loving world, a just and free world, instead of that sense that we are evolving forward, it feels instead like we're regressing backward into a society of fearfulness and denial of difference, of conformity and exceptionalism. Instead of seeing ourselves as more and more a part of one large whole, a global community of people that are all worthy and deserving of peace and freedom, it seems like we're turning more and more inward again to the only those like me or only those who XYZ. And the XYZ that we're allowed has to not challenge anyone or make anyone uncomfortable. And I find myself asking, haven't we already done this? Haven't we been there and done that? The answer is yes. We know that in addition to the attacks on trans and other queer folks, we are experiencing people that are losing their jobs at high rates, their livelihoods, their funding, healthcare is being threatened instead of expanded, all in the name of protecting American values. I find it striking that there's an argument for Jesus to have a greater presence in our schools and in all of our public places, and an argument that doubles down on Christianity as the nation's religion. And yet, at the very same time, there's an effort to make churches themselves no longer safe places for people seeking sanctuary. What would Jesus do? Does anyone even pay attention anymore? What's horrifying and confusing to me, too, and this is just a fact, it's not subjective, it's a fact, is that it is far more likely that a child will die by gun violence while at school than it is that they will ever be forced or brainwashed into becoming a different gender. And yet, telling people who they can be feels like a better outlet for our lawmakers' time and energy than simply reducing the availability of mass casualty weapons to those we know struggle with mental health or criminal activity. The cognitive dissonance that these folks have to live in, that they're able to tolerate or ignore, is mind-boggling to me. Haven't we already been there and done that? We had an assault rifle ban, remember? In fact, in September 13th of 2024 marked the 20 years since the expiration of the federal ban on assault weapons and large capacity magazines. Maybe you already know this, but the original ban, which was crafted by the Brady Organization and signed into law in 1994 by President Bill Clinton, was supported by Republicans and Democrats alike. However, after intense lobbying by the corporate gun lobby and the NRA, allowed that law to sunset in 2004. In the decade after that ban expired, mass shootings, defined by those in which six or more deaths occurred, increased by 347%. That's devastating. but also knowing that we've been there and done that, we can do it again. We've already determined that women can do and be many things once considered impossible and taboo, men the same. Gender and their societal roles are in fact a construct, a continuum, and who cares whether you fit into an old, if well-established mold? We already know the color of your skin does not define your worth or character. The measure of your life is the love you leave behind when you're gone, not the pronouns you use or the clothes you wear or the God you pray to. Haven't we already been there and done that? Yes. The answer is yes. God is one. We are all connected. God is love, and no one is outside of that circle. That is Unitarian Universalism. My goodness, have you heard the Pope speak lately? Even he and I agree on this one. We are all connected, and love is unconditional. We have been here, and we have done that before, and we will continue to be here and do that because progress is not linear. It's a spiral. It's a little up and a little down, a swirl that sometimes feels like you're circling the drain and sometimes feels like you're ascending to the heavens. We, in case you missed it, are in the drain circling part. I'd even go so far as to say the drain is a toilet, but we're still in the spiral. And if we don't give up and if we don't give in, we'll begin to feel that ascension again because we've already been there and we've already done that. And it cannot be undone, not really, and not for long. Who you are can't be undone. Who we are can't be erased. What is right and fair and good will rise. Someday we'll find it, that rainbow connection, where lovers and dreamers are seen and honored as the best of us, the strongest and the wisest, where all the colors sparkle and we know we are one, all connected and universally held by a love that does not discriminate and will never let us go. So just hang on to that spiral. Keep doing what you can and we will rise again. May it be so. Amen.